Good morning, everybody. How you doing? It is the Morning Disaster. I am Ray Light, along with the one and only Nikki.
Nikki!
How are you?
Tired.
Did you have a good weekend?
No.
Why not?
I slept.
You slept all weekend?
Yes. I slept 18 hours yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh my
Got up
God.
At 1 o'clock this morning.
How did you sleep so much?
Because I was tired.
You know, you're in oversleep mode.
I don't know.
This is something I believe, all right? I swear to God, I believe this. And I believe that too. I believe that we humans could get into a mood where we have to sleep. We can get into a mode where sleep is the utmost important thing in the world. That's all we want to do. And I'm going to tell you that this is, you might think I'm crazy, but it's when you sleep, you know, we all have a set amount of sleep we have to get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a set amount of sleep where it is impossible or it's not safe to go without getting that much. But I'll tell you what, I believe that if we go past that amount, we risk putting ourselves in a mode where sleep is of the essential. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where, like, if there is, for example, I think with me, it's about 6 hours is what I need. Six and a half.
Mine's 9.
Okay, that's what you need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a little excessive, but okay, I'll go with it.
I'm an excessive person.
But whatever it is that you need to get by, that's what you have to get. No more.
All right.
No more than that. Get your ass up after that amount of time. And that's what I do. I tell myself, to be honest, sometimes I need like 4.5. You know, other times,
I was in my 20s, I could get away with that.
That's what I thought. But I'm telling you, I'm going to go right in the middle. I'll say 5.5, you know, is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need more sleep than that. It just makes me tired. So I try to find a way where I wake up every day with about that much sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get, say I get up at 7:30, all right? So I need about 5.5 hours of sleep.
Right.
That means I got to be sleeping before 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I try to every single day. Now, last night I went to bed at 11, okay?
Uh-huh.
I went to bed with my wife at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to tell you, it was one of the worst sleeps I ever had.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't tired when I went to bed. And I tried to force myself to go to sleep. And all night long, tossing and turning, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, that's how I've been.
Oh, it was horrible. It was. I was up, and when you're up, it doesn't count as sleep. And I finally fell asleep. Okay, about 2 o'clock. That's the time I finally fell asleep. And it was horrible. I was tossing. You know what I mean? Tossing,
yes, I
and turning. I heard your yawning. Meanwhile, you slept 18 hours.
I've been up since 1.
And you're still yawning.
I try to lay down like at 6.
Why?
So that I wouldn't be tired.
Why would you lay down at 6?
Because I was feeling tired.
You should have laid down at like 2. Why would you lay down at 6 so close to when,
like,
you got to get up?
Super, like, hyper,
oh,
between
Nikki.
2 and 4.
Oh, you are something else. Do you watch TV when you get up? Like, what do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night?
Last night I joined Plenty of Fish.
Oh, my God. So you wake up and you get on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy. You really are. So you joined Plenty of Fish last night?
Yes.
Going to get yourself a man?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're something else.
What?
What kind of man are you looking for? What age groups did you give?
30 to 54.
Oh, that's not bad. You would go out with a 30-year-old, though?
No, that's kind of young.
Yeah, it seems kind of, I mean.
But I don't want to rule anybody out.
Yeah.
What if my Mr. Wright's 31?
What if he is? But you're 40, right?
Ish.
Oh, you're over. I didn't know that. You're 40-ish. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like a big age difference, but you know what? It is. I mean, not for me. Like, if I was single, like, if my wife, I sent my wife, I'll tell you, I might get divorced. I don't know. I sent my wife a note that said, I just played Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. I always think of you when I hear this song.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, I said a nice I love you and everything. Nothing.
She's busy.
Nothing. Forget it. It's like, oh, sorry, I don't have time to text you.
Don't be smushy.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to send back a big, well, fuck you, is what she's going to do. She's just send back a big hateful thing.
She'll tell you when she gets home.
Right, so if I get divorced, okay, if I get divorced, I'm not going to put up 30 to 54. I mean, for starters, I don't think I would do a...
I'm immature, so...
Yeah. I would not do. Oh, my wife just sent me a text. My wife just sent me a text. Oh, she loves me too. That's nice. Okay.
Aww.
So I guess I'm not getting divorced. So if I were to get divorced, I don't think I'd put 30 to 54.
Why?
Oof, because I don't want some 54-year-old. Ugh.
That's 10 years older than me.
Well, listen, if I was single tomorrow and I needed to, go on, what is it, Plenty of Fish?
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to go on Plenty of Fish. I think I would put 28.
Oh, hell no.
I would put 28 to 40.
Oh,
I don't want no broad over 40.
Oh, you're horrible.
Yeah, because I know where my mindset is, you know. I know what I need, what I'm looking for. I know what I'm like. However, women are different. You know what I mean? I don't think women react well to younger guys. I think women like older guys.
I've always dated younger guys.
Really?
Or my age. There's one guy I dated that was 10 years older than me.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
But he, at the time, I was in my 30s. He was in his 40s.
See, I would think that a guy 10 years older than you'd be fine.
Yeah.
I would go.
I just have a problem with it.
I'd go 28 to 40.
I take that back, two guys that were older than me.
And I guess it didn't work out because I was going to ask, did it work out? But, well, you're single
now. I would be on Plenty of Fish.
Well, maybe you'll find some guys. I'm hoping so.
I've already had like 12 emails.
Good Lord. You just signed up.
I know.
I mean, you just signed up. Are people that horny and desperate out there?
I don't know.
12 sounds excessive, doesn't it?
I haven't answered any of them.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
But I haven't checked in a couple hours either.
In a couple hours? This is hours that it took for you to get those.
Yeah, 2 hours.
In 2 hours? You had how many emails?
12
emails in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And this is like at 2 and 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the hell? I mean, forgive my language, but who in the fuck is sending someone an email at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Those are the ones I'm not answering.
On a Monday night, you know.
One was like at 5 and he was like, you know, I just wanted to say hi. I don't have time to talk, but I just wanted to say that I would like to talk to you later. I'm on my way to work. Have a great day.
So the first thing he did when he woke up
was he got on POF.
Was he gets on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
All right. Plenty of Fish.
See, I was on at it like five, 6 years ago and left. That's changed a lot.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Checking his email from Plenty of Fish and said, oh, I don't even have time to talk because but I still want to, I mean, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of picture did you put up? You know what I mean?
My Nikki disaster picture.
Oh, that's a good pic, but yeah.
The one of me like kind of upside down.
The one of what?
Haven't looked lately?
Hold on. I'm going to go see this picture. Let's see. Let me see this picture. All right. Why can I not see it?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm looking on. Is it one or two Ks?
N-I-K-I.
Oh, okay. I always disaster. Put two. Why do I always put two? Okay, I see that picture. Oh, well, no wonder. Your tits are sticking out. I mean.
No, they're not.
God damn. Yeah, they're protruding. They're, you got
no,
your...
they're not. I can't hide them.
Yeah. No wonder.
No wonder.
I mean, it's a good picture, but. Did you take that with a cell phone?
Yeah.
And you're laying on your bed, right?
I'm laying on my couch.
Oh, but it makes it look like you're hanging off, you know.
I was.
Because the angle. Oh, is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good because you hide the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It makes your skin go north.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a bad idea. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sending you.
Like I wouldn't meet anybody off of here anyway.
Listen. I'll tell you what. You never know. I will say this. You never know.
But there's like four or five other pictures that were put up too that are just normal pictures.
But still, I mean, God.
And one of my body, like a body picture.
They're so anxious for, you know, and they're so, I don't even know the word. They're so desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you know, they're answering you at 5 in the morning. That seems a little excessive.
Yeah, I won't answer those.
Oh, well, you never know. That might be the one to answer. I mean, I'm not.
There's 153 views.
You put it up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, good Lord. That's the first thing these people wake up and the first thing they do is check Plenty of Fish to see who the new meat is.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
Because they've been rejected by everybody else.
Hmm. It's crazy.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So we had a day off yesterday, which felt great.
I wouldn't know. I slept through it.
Which, by the way, we're not the anybody complaining because we had the day off. All right, should know 43% of companies. All right, 43% of companies are giving their employees a paid day off on Monday, or gave their employees a paid day off on Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Uh huh.
That's an all-time high. Previously, the high was 37% of companies that gave people the day off. But now, I mean, by far, companies are now realizing that MLK Jr. Day is an important day.
Right.
And I mean, I do think it's kind of sad that most of us look at it as, oh, God, it's another day off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an important day, I mean, for what it meant and for equal rights and diversity and just the things that this man went through and just what his overall agenda is. Now, I also think it's sad because, you know, of certain things. Because it's like he did this work and no one gives a shit. But and there are people that are just disregarding it. But still, 43% of companies now are making it a paid day off. Because schools are out, right? Aren't they? I mean, I know they are in Illinois.
I don't know.
I know they're out.
I was sleeping.
I know they're out in Illinois.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, now that companies are also making it, it would be nice to see a paid day off everywhere for Martin Luther King Day.
All right.
So that's a nice thing, right? I know my brother's company took off. It was a paid day off.
Yeah.
And he works at a pretty big company in Springfield, so I think that's nice that they recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was interesting. A nice holiday.
So what did you do?
I did I did a bunch of work.
You worked on the day off.
Yeah, I continued dubbing tapes. Well, I worked as like how I work. You know, I'm still in the house. I'm still watching TV. I dubbed tapes. I worked on a couple of things that I had going on. I did some Elbrose stuff, you know, my mold remediation company. Mm-hmm. I had to do some Elbrose stuff. I worked, but I didn't work, you know, it wasn't excessive work. My wife had to work, of course, but.
Yeah.
My daughter and I had the day off, so.
And the banks were closed.
And the banks, yeah. So, I mean, it is becoming like a real holiday.
The state was off.
Yeah. So it's becoming, I don't know. I just think it's nice that it's actually becoming a nice holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I do have, let's see, what do I have today? I have some crazy news. You want to hear the nuts? The
nuts? Do I want to hear about some nuts?
You want to hear about some nuts? No, I do have some stupid news. I have different things to get to. I'll tell you, I do have some interesting story. I have some interesting. I'll give you this one first. All right. I do have some interesting statistics. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So listen to this. This is crazy. A new survey found that 73% of women and 53% of men have used an adult sex toy.
I think it's higher than that.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So according to this, it means the majority of people in the United States have used a sex toy.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that's freaking crazy. I've never used a sex toy. My wife has never used a sex toy. We are, Nikki, I mean, it's now become, I hate to say this.
It's kind of normal.
Yeah, it's become normal. In fact, I have become the oddball. I've become the oddball.
Yep.
Not using a sex toy has made me out of the ordinary. Do you think that's crazy?
What, the numbers?
Yeah.
I think they're low.
You think they're low?
Right.
Oh my God.
I think they're way low.
I don't get it.
Unless they're counting the elderly in there.
I don't know. Maybe there's some elderly still.
Children and elderly.
There could be some. Well, no, I don't think they're not counting children.
Well, we're 73% of what ages?
Just 73% of women and 53% of men. My question, how the hell does a man use an adult sex toy? What the hell does a guy do with it?
You don't know what the fleshlight is?
Oh, the fleshlight. Yeah, you have sex with it. Who the hell's having sex with a... Really? That's what they're doing?
Lots of guys.
Oh, my God. The fleshlight is basically... Correct me if I'm wrong. And listen, 814-0332. listeners, you can call in. There's a weird delay, but you can call in as well. If you have sex with a fleshlight, which looks like a flashlight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But has... one of the, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, one of the ends has an opening.
That looks like a vajayjay.
That looks like a vagina, and you put it on your penis when it's erect,
mm-hmm.
and you basically jack yourself off with it. It's a jack-off machine.
Mm-hmm. And some of them, like, vibrate or...
Well, who the hell needs that?
Things like that. Massage.
Who? I got to tell you something. There's not much to playing with yourself. It's a pretty...
Some people want to enjoy it a little more.
It's a pretty... If you're not getting anything else, maybe.
Maybe you need to shoot one out before the date.
It's a pretty easy process.
So it is, too, with women, but, you know, you want it a little better.
Exactly.
You want it a little better.
I don't think you need it a little better. I really don't think you. It seems... Why would anyone use a fleshlight? I just don't get it. I mean, I really don't.
I do.
How good do you want your simulated sex? You know? How good? You don't want it too good?
You can practice to make yourself last longer.
What if it becomes better than the real sex?
Well, then you got a problem.
Don't you think we have problems if, like, if jacking it becomes better than real sex? That's a problem, isn't it?
No.
Well, then who would want to have real sex?
Somebody that wants to play with your toy and you.
Oh, that's insanity. I just think that's...
What's wrong with that?
I just think... Maybe I'm a prude, but I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Yes, you are.
I really don't. Jacking off is better than... I mean, what the hell is that? My wife's never used a sex toy, at least around me. I mean, unless she's... Privately, I don't know where the hell she'd be privately using it. We've never had a vibrator or anything. And I certainly have never stuck anything in my butt or got a jack-off machine. I mean, that's insanity.
Butt plugs?
Yeah, but why would the hell would anybody use that?
Massage your prostate?
What the hell do I need that?
Because it's supposed to, I've heard.
Massage your prostate. Who the hell needs that?
It's supposed to make your orgasm more intense.
Oh, no one needs that. I saw these
numbers. What do you mean nobody needs that?
They don't. I saw these numbers. I was blown away. I'm like, who in the hell is using this?
Lots and lots of people.
Oh, my God. I mean, I can. Sometimes things happen when I'm in the minority and I go, I guess. But with this, I don't get how in the hell have I grown into the minority?
I don't know.
Who is using these sex toys?
I am.
Disturbing.
I'm not disturbing.
It's highly disturbing. Well, I'm just, good Lord, these numbers are astronomical.
No.
Who uses it? I don't get it.
Probably about 90% of the people that I know.
Wow. Does it surprise you that my wife and I have never used sex toys? Do you find it odd?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So you think there's a problem with it? I mean, and I'm
no,
being honest.
I mean, if you're fine the way you are.
No, I mean,
I'm
being honest.
A lot more fun.
I'm being honest. You're hearing this and going, "Wow, that's shocking that you're not using them."
They're fun. Oh, add a little spice to it.
I don't get it. Maybe there's something wrong with me. I don't know. Just doesn't sound appealing. But who knows? Maybe for you, I'll get one for my wife.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Unbelievable. It really is shocking.
Why?
I just, this statistic shocks me.
I used to have a whole duffel bag full of them.
Oh, my God. You had a whole duffel bag full of sex toys.
Yeah, but I left it in the trunk of my car on a hot day.
Yeah.
And I lost, like, 75% of them.
Why would being in the heat affect your sex toys?
Explode the batteries.
Yeah.
Certain materials like the silicone or whatever the stuff is melts. Battery fluid stuff all over everything.
Doesn't it? I mean, should you really be using?
I was pissed.
Should you be using something in your body? All right.
Is your body going to get so hot that it's going to melt something?
I don't know, but I would be concerned that something I use regularly as a sex toy, it can't stand up to the heat.
Do you know how hot it gets during the middle of summer in the trunk of a car?
Hot it gets inside a hot snatch.
Not that hot.
Hot snatch.
Not that hot.
Yeah, you got some hot snatch, baby. I don't get it. I just don't get those numbers.
I totally do.
My God, it seems excessive. You know what? It really does. A shocking amount. Maybe I'm just, who knows? Maybe I'm the, obviously I'm the exception. But my view of the world is just not, I don't know. I guess it's just not right.
Don't know.
Yeah. God damn. I'm shocked. I am shocked by that.
I can't believe you're shocked.
I really am. It blows my mind. It blows my mind. Hey, Jack Daniels is now going to be selling a whiskey-flavored coffee.
Ew.
But
I don't like coffee and I don't like Jack Daniels.
It's non-alcoholic.
Yeah, it's the flavor. Like, they've got their barbecue sauce and stuff.
All right, so let me get this right. Wait a minute. You're going to order coffee that tastes like Jack Daniels. All mm-hmm. right? But you're not going to get any kind of buzz from it.
Right.
That just doesn't sound good.
Mm-mm.
Who wants to drink? Is anyone interested in this? Oh, and here's the thing. It's $7 for a 1.5-ounce gift bag, or $22 for an 8.8-ounce tin.
Mm.
I mean, that you could buy a shitload of Folgers for that, you know. Really, you know what I mean?
Mm.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
For coffee that just sort of that tastes like whiskey or whiskey flavored coffee,
right?
They say what it tastes like is if you pour whiskey into your coffee. I mean, that's craziness. Have you known of people who pour whiskey into their coffee?
No.
I mean, how alcoholic do you have to be? I should have waited till Spanky
called. Don't people sometimes pour Bailey's into it or
That's
something?
That's what I mean. How big an alcoholic do you have to be?
Who said you have to drink it in the morning?
How big an alcoholic do you have to be to pour coffee or any kind of alcohol into your coffee? To pour whiskey or any kind of alcohol into your coffee?
You want to get warmed up.
You got a fucking problem. I really do. I think you got a problem if that's the case. You know what I mean?
I guess.
You got a lot of problems. And it's non-alcoholic. So even the people who are like, addicts.
Uh-huh.
Like people who need to get a fix.
Uh-huh.
Or else, you know.
Usually they quit drinking alcohol and get addicted to coffee.
Yeah. You think so? So now you can have alcohol-flavored coffee, which, of course, if you are an alcoholic and you're trying to get it, you don't want
that's
that taste.
That's not a good thing. No.
It's just going to make you find the real thing. Like, oh, now I need some whiskey. No, that's a bad idea. Yeah, this sounds like a really bad idea. If you are,
they make barbecue sauce.
If you're, yeah, but it tastes mostly like barbecue sauce with a little bit of Jack Daniels.
Well, maybe this. Maybe that's the same with the coffee.
If you're interested in this, if you're listening and maybe you're going, oh, that sounds like a good idea. I don't know why. Then you want to go to jackdanielscoffee.com. I think it's a gag gift, if you ask me. So jackdanielscoffee.com. if you just can't help it and you need Jack Daniel's coffee. Hey, this is a public service announcement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is something cool. If you're going to take a drug test at work,
drink pickle juice.
What, you drink pickle juice?
Mm-hmm.
How much, what?
How a lot much, of it.
How much pickle juice do you need?
A lot.
And what is that supposed to do?
It, like, cleans out your system.
That is a myth. That is truly a myth.
I know people who's done it.
You can't pass a drug test because you drink pickle juice. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Boy, you were just a naysayer
well,
this morning.
Because it just sounds, it doesn't make sense.
Think of how salty it is.
No. No. Pickle juice is not going to make you pass a drug test. That's craziness. There are some things, though, that will make you test positive.
Poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds can make you test positive for opium.
Mm-hmm.
Some cold medicines
mm-hmm.
can make you test positive for meth. That's right. Here's a list of the things that can make you fail a drug test. Tonic water.
Why?
Because it has, I don't even know what this stuff is. Quinine. There's quinine in tonic water.
Oh.
Which is sometimes mixed with street drugs. So if it shows up on a drug test, they think you're on something. And the tonic water from one gin and tonic can be enough to do it before taking a drug test. And a gin and tonic's perfectly legal. It's not, there's nothing wrong with a gin and tonic, but it could be enough to make you fail a drug test. Cost you a job. Number two is cold medicines, like I said earlier. A study found that some decongestants can make you test positive for meth.
Because they use it in meth, don't they?
Yeah. And if you have antibiotics because of a cold, they can make you test positive for opiates.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Like heroin.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. A high dose of ibuprofen can mess with a drug test and make it look like you have marijuana in your system.
Really?
Yeah. So if you have a headache the day before a drug test,
don't take any ibuprofen.
Says you should take aspirin or Tylenol. Do not take ibuprofen because you will test positive on your drug test. And baby soaps.
What?
Baby soap.
Just going to eat baby soap.
I'm just saying that not even eating, just on your skin. Yeah, sometimes newborns are tested to find out if the mom was on anything.
Uh-huh.
And it's not clear why, but a study found that some types of baby soap that are used in hospitals can cause false positives for marijuana. So sometimes they think the mom's on something. They test the baby after the baby's born. And it shows a failed drug test for the mom. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Live Science, Medical Daily. So, yeah, these are things that will make you fail a drug test. So stay away from those. You know, my wife does a lot. She hires and fires for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And she will tell a story of, well, she's told me plenty of stories, but like she'll interview someone, she'll come home, she'll go, oh my God, I just had the best candidate for this one job, blah, 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 you know.
Right.
And I'll be like, oh, you got someone working at blah, blah, blah for this. And I mean, I say blah, blah, because I forget the names of where.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hear these stories like that. And then she'll come back like a few days later and go, well, My candidate for the blah, blah, blah job did not work out. And I'll be like, what? I thought you really liked that person. What happened? And that's when I hear, they either failed a drug test or this is the new move, it seems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like she gets somebody, they interview really good. Like she'll interview them and she'll love them, then she'll send them off to the place. And they interview and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Then they get hired, right?
Uh-huh.
And what they do, they also say, great, let's hire them. And when they hire them, they always go, okay, let's just get all the bullshit out of the way. And uh-huh. So we need them to come and do some paperwork. They also got to get this drug test out of the way, and they got to go do blah blah blah. You know, like they give a bunch of things, and the drug test is just thrown in because it's like, well, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they interview somebody, they determine like they can tell who's on drugs and who isn't. Usually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just—it's just a formality. Just by the way, you got to get this stupid drug test before you start. And my wife has learned that the move is. Once they ask for the drug test,
mm-hmm.
the people bail.
Huh.
It's like all of a sudden they can't take the job. And nothing frustrates my wife more in the world.
Right.
Because she'll get an applicant who's perfect, you know. And I mean, and she gets paid, you know what I mean? Like getting people a job is what she'll, I mean, you know. Depending on what the job is, she gets bonuses and stuff for that. So it's very important to my wife to find the right candidate for a company, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then to have someone who's interviewed great and the people love them, you know. Like whoever runs the company, they interview them, they love, they go, oh, my God, this is a perfect candidate. And my wife will say, I know, right? I think this person's great for you.
Uh-huh.
And then my wife will say, listen, I think it looks like you're going to get the job. I need you to go get your drug test. Then I need you to do this paperwork and you could start on Monday, you know. And
uh-huh.
they'll go, oh, great. And then they blow off the drug test. Or else they say, hey, can we push that drug test a little bit? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My wife certainly doesn't go, no, you go drink a bunch of pickle juice. Yeah, but it's amazing how many people flunk these drug tests.
Mm-hmm.
Like people you don't even know. But it just if you're a professional, okay, and you're going to go work for like a giant corporation, you just you know, don't do drugs.
Right.
I mean, don't do them. Once you have a job, you know, and if they're not actively drug testing people who work there, then go do all the drugs you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to get a job, why in the hell would you do drugs? Now, I don't know how that works in states where drugs are legal, you know, like
Colorado.
Like Colorado, pot's legal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they even test for drugs there. Or they might test for other drugs, but not for pot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I'm just telling people who are unemployed, all right? If you're unemployed and you're looking for a job, don't do drugs.
Right.
It's not that hard. It really isn't that hard a thing to do. Just say no. Just don't do them for a while.
For a while.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, wait till you get right. the job. Then celebrate with some pot or something. But God, but you got to at least, you know, some people out there, they just can't help it. They got to have drugs, you know, for whatever uh-huh. reason. But like, for example, if I ever failed a drug test, I would say, well, I got to get retested because there's no way in hell I should fail a drug test.
Yeah,
because I just don't do anything.
Right?
I'm not even around it, you know.
Mm-mm.
But there are some people that are like, oh, shit. Oh, man. You know. Remember New Year's Eve? Mariah Carey had that huge mix-up.
Yes.
Well, it didn't affect her earning any. Check this out. A Russian billionaire, all right, A Russian billionaire paid Mariah Carey seven figures to perform at a wedding in London.
Oh, wow.
Gave her millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
To just go perform. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I want her money.
I know. Wait, could you imagine that? It's crazy. It was his granddaughter's wedding in London. And this is crazy. She did the songs We Belong Together. She also sang the song My All and It's Like That. And that's it.
Hmm.
And they gave her, you know, God knows how many millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
There's even some, I have not listened to these, but I'm going to play them. There's even some video up on the web on this girl's Instagram page, all right, who is mm-hmm. there. Well, I'll play a little bit, see if we can hear it. I don't know if we can, but I'm going to try to play it. Let me see. Let me turn this on. How do I get this son of a bitch? It's an Instagram thing that I'm trying to get, so.
Right.
I don't know if you got to follow them or. The son of a bitch. How do you do it? Hold on.
This damn technology.
Well, I'm trying. I don't know how you get the. I don't know how to get the video to work. Usually, you just click on it and it works. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well. Well, I can't. I don't know how to do it. It's not working. So. Oh well. So much for that. I probably should have tested that.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people did. She played a wedding. They gave her a million. Could you imagine being so freaking rich? Okay. How rich?
Dream of it.
How rich do you have to be? And here's the other thing. The same wedding. Okay. The guy also hired Mark Ronson and Elton John.
Oh wow!
To also play at the wedding. Holy shit, can you imagine that? Well, Mark Ronson, all he did was DJ. He DJ'd the wedding.
Yeah.
My God. And he also paid, this is the nuttiest thing, he paid Antonio Banderas.
To do what?
To give a wedding speech.
Oh my goodness. Of all people.
Well, what would that cost?
I don't know.
Plus, he had to fly them to London.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine being a performer and have someone call and offer you like $7 million to show up at a wedding? To do like three songs, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's a million. Maybe, let's just say it's a million. Which I think it was
more. I'd do it for $100,000.
I think it was more than that. And then they have the audacity to go, oh, and you're also going to have to buy me a flight.
Right. First class.
You're making millions of dollars. You also need a flight.
Right.
Unbelievable. Good Lord. Insane that people are that rich.
It's not fair.
A new study of the windiest cities in the United States came out. And you want to guess what the number one city was?
Chicago?
No, they're not even on the list.
What?
Chicago is not on the list.
Well,
it's it's crazy. It's nuts. It's this research firm called CoreLogic. This was in USA Today. Chicago was in the top, you know, whatever, just a few years ago. I swear to God, you're going to freak out when you hear what these cities are. All right?
Okay.
I'm telling you, this is people who don't believe in the climate change stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Listen. I don't care if you – and I want to say this. You don't have to believe in man-made climate change, whatever, You know, I think that man's obviously we're causing it, but that's neither here nor there. One thing that people confuse about it is the people that say it's not happening. They say, oh, it's not happening. It's just bullshit. It's just liberals, blah, blah, blah. This is where you're wrong, because it is happening. The confusion, the argument is what's causing it.
Right.
But it definitely exists. Check this out. The top 10 cities. Nashville, Tennessee.
What?
Nashville, Tennessee has become the windiest city in America.
That ain't right.
I'm telling you, Nikki, it's crazy.
Where are they getting their wind from?
That's where, I don't know. It had 21 days where winds were blowing at more than 60 miles per hour, and the max wind speed was 72 miles per hour. It had wind the most days of last year. Nashville, Tennessee. The next was Reno, Nevada. Now listen, Reno and Nashville, they're not on the freaking coast, all right?
No.
They're not living, they're not on the coast. It's not Corpus Christi, Texas, or Florida. Because it used to be those cities were the tops, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Corpus Christi is way up there. Or Chicago, which is right off of Lake Michigan. Those cities aren't even in the top 10. So Nashville, Reno, Nevada, Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Columbia, South Carolina. That's inland, by the way.
Did they just put names in a hat and draw them
out? No, I tell you, this is legit. Louisville, Kentucky, which is, these are states in the middle, these are just cities in the middle of states. Little Rock, Arkansas. I mean, there are close rivers, but smaller rivers. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Clarksville, Tennessee. And Charleston, South Carolina. That's the list of the windiest cities in America.
It's very odd.
I'm telling you. The climate is changing. You don't have to believe. Apparently. You don't have to believe men are causing it, but we are changing.
Open the door right now. Yeah. It's like springtime.
Yeah, but there's no wind.
I know, but I'm saying about climate change.
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's see. Here we go. Al says, speaking of failed drug tests, good morning, Ray. That's why we know why Al's a garbage man. Hey, man, they don't drug test. Yeah. All right. All right, I got some nutty, some stupid news to do. Should I do this on Facebook? Like a little 5-minute thing or?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Let me get on Facebook. And then I'll do the stupid news. All right?
Yep.
Let me take off my glasses so I can see. All right. Here we go. Here we go, Nikki. What's the date? The 17th, right?
I have no clue what day it is.
Yeah. Well, I like to put the date
in. I haven't known for a long time.
Yeah, you don't care.
Yeah. I do.
Nikki doesn't care. All right, here we go. And welcome to the Morning Disaster. It is Ray Lytle and Nikki.
Hello.
And I now have stupid news for today. All right. MorningDisaster.net. Here's your stupid news for today, Nikki.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes, I know you're very excited about this. I know what's going on. Hey, a couple in Pennsylvania had sex in a car in an outlet mall parking lot on Sunday afternoon.
What's wrong with that?
Well, their kids were in the back seat.
Oh, my goodness. What in the world?
This is insane. What is wrong with a 28-year-old guy named Tori Rudzill from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and his 26-year-old girlfriend, Taylor Skursky, and their two kids? They went to an outlet mall on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And
I have so many questions.
Tori and Taylor were so fired up, so sexed up, they had to have sex right there in the car. In the middle of the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And the two kids were sitting in the back seat.
Were they asleep?
No, they were not.
Oh, good God.
And Tori was on work release from prison.
That's even better. Yeah, get some then.
Someone was walking by, and they saw what was going on in the car. And they saw the kids and the age of the kids.
What were the ages of the kids?
They weren't infants.
Oh, God.
These were not infants. The police showed up, and Tori and Taylor were both arrested for disorderly conduct. Tori was taken back to prison. Well, thank God we got her off the streets.
Yeah.
And the kids were sent to Children Services.
Good.
I mean, this is insanity, right?
Yes.
Who's doing this thinking it's normal?
My question is, how are they doing it?
I don't know. I mean,
the kids are in the back seat.
Well, how do you do in the front seat of a car? I guess you could do.
I don't remember.
You could do standard missionary, I guess, right? You could sit in the seat and have the girl sit on top of you, right? Think about it.
Yeah.
You can get away with that. You can do doggy if you wanted. I mean, you could. That way you could keep an eye on the kids in the back.
Oh, good God.
You got to keep an eye on the kids, Nikki.
Yeah.
And make sure they're doing okay in the back seat.
Look out the windows, kids.
Yeah.
That's just nasty.
But hold on. What did I do here? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, what's going on with this mic? Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, I hit my, when I was moving, I was manipulating the my phone, and I turned the volume down on my headphones. I thought my mic was. I'm like, what did I do to my mic? I was checking to make sure it was plugged in and I'm turned on. I'm like, what the hell? All right, a woman in Venezuela was busted last week for trying to smuggle her boyfriend out of prison.
I don't want to know.
By having him curl up and hide in her suitcase.
Mm-hmm. How'd she, give it away by dragging it out?
This is crazy. His girlfriend shows up to prison to see him. Mm-hmm. And she brought a pink suitcase with her.
I'm surprised they let it in.
Why would she bring a suitcase with her? And as she was leaving the prison, the guards noticed she was really struggling to drag it behind her.
Oh, Lord.
So they noticed she was having a hard time carrying this
suitcase.
These
are really stupid people.
Why would they think they're going to get away with this? So they had her open it up. When they opened it, they found the guy was all curled up inside the suitcase.
And how does he fit into a suitcase? How little was he?
I don't know. Now they arrested the woman and charges are coming. I mean,
probably both could be in the slammer.
Why would anyone think this is a good idea?
I don't know.
A guy was playing golf in Illinois when he was hit by a porta potty.
What?
A guy named Brian Berg was golfing at Elk Grove Village. Where's Elk Grove Village? Is that near Chicago?
It has to be.
He was watching watching his 6-iron shot from the fairway to the green. When suddenly he was blasted, he was hit from behind from a speeding porta potty.
What launched it?
I guess Elk Grove Village is near Chicago. One of the employees was taking the porta potty. This is crazy. One of the employees was taking a porta potty for some repairs. So he loaded it up on a forklift. All right.
Oh, God.
And he was driving the porta potty across the golf course.
Uh-huh.
But the porta potty was blocking his view. So he couldn't see what was in front of him. But he was still driving. He was still driving anyway.
Mm.
Brian was knocked unconscious and wound up
with
an injured shoulder where the golf where it rolled over him.
Oh, my God.
A cracked rib.
Ouch.
And some cuts and bruises. He filed a lawsuit against the course.
Yeah.
And he's asking for more than $50,000 in damages.
I would ask for more.
Yeah, me too. I think I would.
For personal trauma.
Because you got to pay hospital bills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd ask for more money than that.
Time off of work, personal trauma.
Yeah.
You have to live with for the rest of your life.
Now I can't golf.
Porta potties.
I can't golf for a while. This is costing, you know, all the joy I could have gotten. You could have been worse. A 35-year-old maid of honor had a rough time at a wedding, Nikki.
Yeah.
A couple named David and Jennifer Butler got married near Punta Gorda, Florida this weekend. The ceremony was great, but the reception not so much. Jennifer's maid of honor was a 35-year-old friend named Amanda Willis, who, of course, got hammered at the wedding.
Uh-huh. All right?
She was jugging a bottle of Fireball.
Mm-hmm.
And was already drunk, you know, minutes in.
Yeah.
Then she started asking people for keys.
Oh, no. She's trying to turn it into a key party.
Yeah, well, she wanted to go. There was some guy that she was seeing. She wanted. I don't know. So she grabbed the best man's keys out of his pocket and then tried to drive off in his car.
Oh, no.
She almost hit him in the parking lot while she was backing up.
Uh huh.
Then he hung on to the door saying, "Hey, come on, get out of the car." She then drove off.
Oh, no.
With him hanging on. He got dragged through the parking lot, and eventually he had to pull the emergency brake to stop her.
Oh, no.
Then other people had to wrestle her out of the car. Well, she was angry that they pulled her out of the car. She went back into the reception, and she started chugging a bottle of Captain Morgan.
That'll do it.
Then she punched a guy. Then she punched a guy in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So they called the police, of course. When the cops got there, this is crazy. When the cops got there, she pretended to have a seizure. So the police took her to a hospital.
Uh-huh.
Where when she got to the hospital, she said, "Ha ha, I'm not having a seizure."
Oh, no.
Then she exposed herself.
Oh, no.
Attacked two EMTs and kicked a bedpan at one of them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It turns out this woman has been arrested at least 8 other times and was on probation. She's been charged with battery, larceny, grand theft auto, and even more. Oh, and according to the bride, they're no longer friends.
Oh, well, that's good. It took that.
Oh, my God.
It took that meltdown after all that other stuff she's been arrested for.
Well, it was the bedpan. The bedpan was the final straw.
Yeah.
That after that, how can I keep her as a maid of honor?
Right.
And an Uber driver from Connecticut was busted after using... After using a woman's credit card, who was in his car, to buy Viagra online.
How did he get busted?
30-year-old David Walker from New Haven, Connecticut, is an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a woman a ride, and she left her purse in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about a half hour later, she got a fraud alert that someone had just used her credit card to buy, check this out, $519.
He's optimistic.
Worth of Viagra. He is very, very optimistic. The cops eventually traced it to David and put a warrant out, and he was arrested. He's been charged with larceny, credit card theft, illegal use of a credit card, and receiving stolen goods.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable. I mean, what are you going to do with that much Viagra? I don't know. I don't know what Viagra costs. You know what I mean?
It's expensive.
Is it? Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Does insurance cover Viagra?
Some do, some don't.
Last but not least, Nikki. A woman in Illinois. That's right. From East St. Louis, 25-year-old.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Shearion. I'm trying to get this name right. Shearion Davis.
Uh-huh.
From East St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Was busted. Stealing 31 boxes of Trojan condoms.
She's optimistic, too. Maybe they were going to hook up.
That's insane. You want to know what? This is crazy.
Maybe they met on Plenty of Fish.
Trojans come in packs of 36, all right?
Mm-hmm.
She was stealing enough to have sex 1,116 times.
Maybe she was a hooker.
Listen, you know what? That could be it, yeah. That's an impressive amount of sex.
Yeah.
She's been charged with felony retail theft. And those 31 boxes of Trojan condoms crossed over $300.
Wow.
Yeah. Which made it a felony.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking, check this out. She's looking at 5 years in prison.
Oh, good Lord.
For stealing condoms.
All in the numbers.
Yeah. My God, that's a boatload of years. And that's a ton of condoms. I mean, you really got some issues.
She wanted to have a balloon fight.
If you're taking that many condoms, you got some issues.
I mean, yeah.
Good Lord. My God.
It's like, reminds me of Seinfeld when Elaine took all the sponges.
Yeah.
You're not sponge-worthy.
1,116. My God. That's a lot of sex. That really, you know.
That's like 3 years of sex.
There's only 365 days in a year. If you had sex If you had sex every single day.
For nearly 4 years.
Yeah, you could go 4 years.
When and they probably expire by then.
When do the condoms expire?
Right.
Good Lord, that's a lot of condoms. I mean, I can't see anybody ripping anything off, but maybe a box.
Yeah.
I'm not sure your vagina can. Could your vagina handle that? I mean, could a woman's vagina handle that much? I mean, I know it's a very durable part of the body, but good Lord.
Wow.
I got this off the smoking gun, by the way, if somebody wants to go see it. That's an excessive amount of sex that she was expecting to have.
I would probably murder somebody if they tried to do that for that long. Be like, get the hell away from me.
Not even when I first met my wife, or even, like, not even as newlyweds,
mm-hmm.
could we come close to that number in a year.
Right.
Let alone, we could, I mean, to come close to that number in 3 years is pretty impressive.
4 times a day for a year.
1,116 condoms. Why would anyone steal that much?
Tell me she was a hooker.
For God's sakes, grab a box. I mean, don't steal. Don't do anything.
Don't do it all at once.
But don't steal that many boxes. Good Lord. Friggin' lunatic. All right, that is your stupid news for today. It's the Morning Disaster Show. I'm Nikki along with Ray. I'm Ray along with Nikki. And if you want to keep listening to the show, go to morningdisaster.net. That's morningdisaster.net. You can also download the full podcast of today's show as well. So there you go. Thanks for watching Facebook Live. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, there we go. I just ended the Facebook video.
I think you need some sleep.
That's crazy, right?
Too much craziness for you. You need to restart the day.
Who's fucking that much? 1,116 times? And by the way, Al's right. He sent a message. He goes, what the hell kind of 30-year-old needs Viagra? No shit. Yeah. I mean, I am much older.
Some people take it that don't need it.
I'm much older than 30.
There are people that take it that don't need it because some longer, harder erections and...
Let me tell you something.
Go more times.
Not to brag. Okay. Certainly not me bragging.
Of course not.
Not to brag. But I'm way older than that. And I have no problem getting an erection.
You're lucky.
Listen, especially lately. I got to tell you, I don't want to brag, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to brag because I feel I'm jinxing myself, you know. But Nikki, I have been so... I've been amazing on my new eating style lately.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I've been losing weight. I'm feeling so much better. And my erections are, very healthy. Very healthy.
Well, that's good.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I disgusted you there. But I'm telling you, I have been on a roll. I really have been. I'm serious. I've been. And welcome to the morning disaster. I was just double checking our Facebook page and went nuts there. Yeah. Not to brag, but I have been, I'm doing very well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'll leave it at that. But I've lost a bunch of weight.
That's awesome.
I really feel healthy. I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to talk much about it.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to tell you, I feel really good.
That's good.
Really feel good. Oh, well. That's all awesome. I'll say. Oh, and my shits are so...
I don't need to know.
Oh, you don't want to know how my shit... You don't want to know how I'm pooping?
No.
Oh. All right. Yeah. I thought that would be something you'd want to hear.
No, it's not. I thought we were going to make it through one show.
You don't want to hear the consistency of my...
No.
Of my feces.
Oh.
Actually, they're just now starting to get solid. So.
Oh.
Oh, I felt like I had diarrhea for like 3 weeks. It was horrible. I had to cleanse my system, Nikki, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanse all the bad stuff from it. Now I feel like I finally have, so. Anyway, I guess we'll end the show on my shit, you know. Good show. It was a good show today, so we'll have to end on my feces to make things better. Anyway, we're back again tomorrow. Well, look at that. Yeah. I hope you had a good day off yesterday.
I don't remember it.
Because you slept it away. We will be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. with another edition of The Morning Disaster. I am Ray. That's Nikki.
Hello.
And this wraps it up for today. It is The Morning Disaster. Check us out daily, morningdisaster.net, and on the TuneIn Radio app every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or just listen to the podcast. Really, download the podcast. You get it everywhere, iTunes, Google, all the different Stitcher, TuneIn, all the different podcasts. They're all there. It's everywhere. It is Morning Disaster. That's it for today. Have a good one. Talk to you guys tomorrow. So long, everybody.